Hi everyone, I'm Simone Di Colangelo and today I'm here with some special guests in this podcast. We'll talk to you about what is happening to our planet in reference to climate change and global warming. That could make the future a hell and that needs to be remedied in the short time we have. I present to you the special guests Emine, Manon and Raphael. Please, guys, explain what is climate change and what consequences will it bring if it is not solved?
Hello everyone, I'm Emine Ermak. Today I will give you the definition of global warming, and at the same time, we will see that global warming is very close to us with evidence. If I have to make a general definition of global warming as a result of greenhouse effect, which is thought to be caused by the increase of heat-holding gases, such as global warming, carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, and the greenhouse gases released into the atmosphere land on Earth through the year. It is name given to increase in average temperatures measured in sea and air. This was the scientific definition of global warming. In short, I think we can call global warming a temperature increase that will end the world. You know that global warming is one of the biggest problem of our time, and this problem is clearly showing itself to us. So, how melting glaciers, for example, what do you think will happen if the glaciers melt? The answer is very simple: environmental disaster and drought that could end of the world. Not only this, but also living creatures that live at the poles will they die. In other catastrophes, sea rise at water level. A global warming study conducted by Spanish scientists found that seawater levels in Europe and Turkey will rise by more than half a meter in 2100. According to the result of the study, 19 cities on the old continent will be affected and flooded. Let's move on to another catastrophe, drought and desertification. Because of drought and desertification, people won't even be able to find a glass of water in the near future. In recent months, there has been a huge water shortage in Turkey, which is mainly due to global warming. Experts believe that Turkey will be a water-poor country in 20 years. It is also Chile's 18th in the experts' drought rankings. As the earth warms, more water evaporates, leading to an increase in the amount of moisture in the air. This means that some areas will receive more heavy rain, while some places will see more snow. So, excessive rainfall also proves to us that is the global warming effect. As the amount of carbon dioxide released into the atmosphere increases, so does the amount of gas absorbed by the oceans, which causes the waters to become more acidic, increasing the acidity. Oh, the weather is a huge threat to its living life. This evidence actually shows us that the end of the world could come if urgent action is not taken.
Hi everybody, I'm Manon. I will present you solutions and everyday actions that we can all do to try to slow down global warming. This challenge starts by reducing the pollution. In a lot of your daily actions, you can add an ecological way to do them. I will give you some examples. First of all, I invite you to delete all the emails that are not useful to you and pay attention to the number of emails that you send. Yes, your emails are polluting. Every day, 288 billion emails are sent across the world. And each email emits a few grams of CO2 because it travels many kilometers across the planet, even if they are sent not far from the receiver. And the electronic machines which transport and contain the emails are consuming energy. Then you can buy clothes online on Vinted or on another second-hand website. Also, you can give another life to your clothes by selling them on these websites. Because the clothes industry is the second most polluting industry after the oil one, we need to do something. Next, you can reduce your plastic consumption by buying in bulk and transport the food in reusable bags. Plastic bags should be avoided. There are other simple actions that you can do, like sorting waste, take a bike for small journeys, stick a stop ad label on your letterbox, unplug chargers when they are not used, and take a shower instead of a bath.
The global warming is a phenomenon that is increasingly expanding over time. It isn't good for our world because it damages both the world and its inhabitants. But there are some actions that all the inhabitants of the world can do to reduce global warming. And these are, speak about it, power your home with renewable energy, invest in energy efficient appliances, reduce water waste, eat only the food you buy and eat less meat, buy better bulbs, pull the plugs and drive less.
Okay guys, thank you for being here and for telling us about a serious problem like climate change and global warming, and I thank those who have heard and followed us. Bye and to the next appointment.